Cape Talk. Early breakfast. SMS abs now on 31567.
It's 10 minutes now to 5. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Early Breakfast Show. If you've just joined us, it's your show. Yeah, we share and we talk about anything that matters to you. 021-446-0567. That's the number you can dial. Do send your SMSs. We're looking forward to chatting with you on this 17th of April, 2018. But let me ask you something. Did you even know that antibiotic resistant is actually a global health problem? Now it emerges, you know, in one place and then it quickly spreads to another part of the world. Guess what, though? Dr. Kim Fore, head of the African Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics and Policy, is joining you this morning to tell you why antibiotic resistance is, in fact, a danger and we need to be more aware of it. A very good morning to you, Doctor. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to your listeners. I'm fine, thanks.
Thank you so much. Doctor, I mean, if you go to my house now, there's two bottles of antibiotics that I have. One is apparently a natural antibiotic, but it's sort of my go-to medicine. And you are telling us that this is dangerous. Why is that?
I mean, it's very, very dangerous, actually. The more we consume antibiotics, the more we're going to develop resistance. So bacteria, which are a very specific type of organism, are very clever at becoming resistant to the antibiotics we give them. So if we're giving them antibiotics inappropriately, like you just mentioned, or if we're giving ourselves antibiotics when we've got a viral infection such as a cold or a flu, what happens is the bacteria in our system then automatically develop resistance, and that resistance then can spread. As you spread an infection normally, you can spread a resistant bacterial infection, which means that the antibiotics we've got now are going to become ineffective in the future.
So essentially, by trying to help myself, I'm hurting myself.
Well, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're also hurting the rest of your family and the rest of the population. Because if one of us is taking antibiotics inappropriately, we are developing resistance, which can then spread to the whole population. And as you know, with air travel at the moment, we can spread bacterial infections and resistant ones all over the world.
Doc, work with me here. Sorry, you're saying, if I'm Abs and we are sitting here in studio with this gentleman here, Joe and Rafiq, and I'm taking antibiotics and I'm developing a resistance to it, I'm also a danger to them.
Yes, because, you know, every day we spread bacteria. We've got hundreds and thousands of bacteria on our bodies, normally, naturally. We've got bacteria in our gut system, we've got bacteria in our mouths, we've got bacteria on our skin. And those are normal, healthy bacteria. They're part of our system. They help digest our food. They help break down lactic acid and produce certain vitamins and stuff. If we now ingest antibiotics, what we do is we kind of kill off the ones that are sensitive to the antibiotic, but we make the other ones resistant. And now let's say you don't wash your hands appropriately or you cough at your colleague next door, you actually can spread those resistant bacteria that you have in your system. Now, the other person doesn't necessarily always get sick from it, and they can then spread this bacteria to other places. But if they've got a weak immune system or if they're not well at that stage, that bacterial infection that's now resistant to your antibiotics can make them very, very ill.
Let's talk about South Africa, Doc. I mean, I understand why I use it. I'm just so afraid that, one morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be feeling sick and I can't get to my job. I can't do what I love doing. Mm-hmm. But you say it's a problem that's on the rise in South Africa. Why is everyone else taking these things?
So you see, in low and middle income countries like South Africa, we have a dual problem. The first one is that we actually have a much higher burden of infectious diseases. So because of poor sanitation and because of just our poor nutrition and poverty in the country, we have far more bacterial infections than other countries such as America would have. So we do need to use antibiotics. And we obviously need to use antibiotics a bit more than what the other countries need to use. But at the same time, we're also starting to just tip over into that point now where we're starting to use those antibiotics a little bit more than what we should be for legitimate reasons. And so this overconsumption is now starting to occur. And the more we're consuming antibiotics, the more the resistance is going to happen. So if you look at South Africa's profile and its consumption rate, It's gone up almost 100% in the last 15 years. And it's very similar to what's happening in China and India and Brazil, for argument's sake. And the concern is that if we continue on that trajectory, we're going to end up at a point where we're going to have these massively resistant antibiotics, massively resistant organisms and bacteria, which we're not going to find antibiotics to treat, because our antibiotic pipeline in terms of new research, new development of new antibiotics to treat infections is not actually keeping pace with that.
Yeah, Doc, it seems like everything is trying to kill us. To you listening at home, by the way, you are joined by Dr. Kim Vore, head of the Africa Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics and Policy, joining you to talk to you about why antibiotic resistance is a danger and we need to be more aware of it, and saying it's not just a danger to you, but for all of those that are around you. Okay, Doc, so we know we got a problem. And we know that we are becoming resistant to these antibiotics, and we know why we shouldn't be. How do we turn this around? Is it a question of education? Is it a question of taking antibiotics for antibiotics?
No, that would never work, because that would just fuel it even more. So the important thing is, yes, first of all, each of us individually must start to be aware of when we take an antibiotic. So we must make sure that when we do take an antibiotic, we take it under the guidance of a clinician or even a GP, a specialist, whatever we go and see. We shouldn't be taking an antibiotic from the bottle in the cupboard.
We shouldn't be
sharing an antibiotic with somebody else. We shouldn't be getting somebody's leftover antibiotics. That is really, really important. So we must be making sure that we take an antibiotic under the guidance of a doctor, who has gone and looked at our symptoms and our signs and our clinical condition and said, this is a bacterial infection and therefore you need an antibiotic. If you've got a cold or a flu, we should not be requiring an antibiotic. Now, here comes the challenge, because us as patients will often expect that when we go to the doctor and we've got cold or flu and they say, no, well, you've just got a common cold, we go, but you know what, I need something to make me feel better. I need to get to work tomorrow morning or that afternoon. And therefore, you believe that the antibiotic is the solution to your problems and it's going to make you feel instantaneous better. And that is actually not the case. What do you actually find with most of the infections that we see? They're viral infections. I've got two young kids. My kids are still alive at the age of 9 and 11, and they don't have an antibiotic. They've never handled an antibiotic in their entire lives. And they get colds and flus. So the majority of what you're getting sick with is viruses. And viruses require you to sleep, to rest, to rehydrate yourself, to eat nutritious food, to take vitamins and minerals to make your body feel stronger. But it's your body that fights off a viral infection, not an antibiotic.
Doc, you've got less than 30 seconds to have a parting word to our listeners with this mind-boggling information.
So what I want to tell the listeners is, please consider the antibiotics before you take them. Consider them as something that you would only take in a very special circumstance. Look at what your friends and colleagues are doing with antibiotics and encourage them not to take an antibiotic. And I think we should all be learning to take a Benadryl day. When we're not feeling well, go home and sleep.
Aish. I shall listen. Okay, this is one interview that scares me a little bit. But Doc, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you soon.
Pleasure, bye.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kim Vore, head of the African Center for Disease Dynamics and Economics and Policy, joining you this morning.